This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Factor. If you want to eat better this year and are looking for fast, healthy, restaurant-quality meals that are ready to eat and easy on your budget, Factor is the perfect solution. Head to factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first month's order and 20% off your next month. That's factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Hi, this is Melissa Manchester, and you lucky people, are listening to TV Confidential.
Ed Robertson, along with our guests John Barber and Carol Honig. John Barber, five-time Emmy Award-winning writer, producer, director, documentary filmmaker, and cultural critic, and the co-creator, producer, and one of the original hosts of NBC's Real People. Real People celebrated its 45th anniversary on television earlier this month. Carol is John Barber's collaborator on Your Mother's Not a Virgin, the story of John's life and career. Your Mother's Not a Virgin, available Amazon.com, TrineDay.com, wherever books are sold online. Carol Honig, also the author of The Greatest Reviews I've Ever Read, a collection of some of the many film reviews that John wrote for Los Angeles Magazine that discusses how those movies impacted Carol's life and all of our lives. The Greatest Reviews I've Ever Read, available Amazon.com, wherever books are sold online. I'm going to ask this question for John, then Carol, you jump in.
Okay.
You say something that is contrarian, John, in the book, which is not a surprise, but in Hollywood particularly, the movie capital of the world, movies are the director's medium. But you make the case that it still goes back to the writer. The writer is the most important.
Listen, there is no question about that. You don't remember anybody who directed one of Shakespeare's plays. Okay? And sadly, on TCM, they only two writers they ever mention are William Shakespeare and the guy who wrote Network, Paddy Chayefsky.
Mm-hmm.
They only mention the director and the cast. And the directors love that because in the silent days, they never needed a writer. And it's still a hangover 100 years after silence. And listen to me. I don't think a director is really a movie maker. I have a whole segment in Carol's book about filmmakers. A filmmaker is somebody who writes and directs the movie. And there are very few of those. One of the greatest American ones was, of course, Stanley Kubrick.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the greatest in the world is Claude Lelouch, a French writer-director that almost nobody has ever heard of. He wrote two of the greatest World War II movies ever, where never a bullet is shot. That's how genius that these people are. So I love the writers. I don't care, even if they're poets or they're novelists or advertisers, anybody can look at a blank page and put words on it that are meaningful is an absolute creative hero to me.
I'm blanking on the man's name for the moment. He wrote My Cousin Vinny. And his father was a very well-known character actor, Dale Lauder or Dale Lauder. I'll fix this in post production. But
no, you won't. You'll just leave your bump, your talk alone. Okay?
Dale Launer. Dale, Launer.
That's right, Dale Launer. His
See how smart she is?
Yes, that's right.
I checked it on my phone.
That's right.
I have no idea how many times she saved my ass.
Yes,
so there
but he was, when he visited our program, he was an advocate for restoring the importance of the writer in the filmmaking process because at one point, and you see this in the credits. It's a so-and-so production of a Steven Spielberg film of a so-and-so
yes.
production. And those are all contractually, negotiated where you've got to have the production company and the various production companies their names first, and the writer's name is buried to the very end of the credits, and that sort of lessens the importance of the writer, where none of those producers and none of those directors would have anything to produce or direct or win awards for were it not for that script by that writer.
For sure.
A perfect example of that, two examples, is Robert Town, who wrote Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
It was not his film, but without him, there is no movie. It's just brilliant writing. And then his name slips my mind. They made a magnificent movie about him. The guy that was blacklisted and won an Oscar.
Dalton Trumbo?
Dalton Trumbo. Oh, my God. I interviewed Dalton Trumbo for an hour after he wrote a book. It was called Letters to My Son.
Mm-hmm.
He was on my show for an hour on AM Los Angeles. Oh, my God, I love that man. But what a writer, an absolute genius writer. And nobody brought the importance of a writer more to the attention of the world and the industry as Dalton Trumbo did and as Patty Chayefsky did. Hayati Shayevsky became the only writer whose name could go above the credit. That's how good he was, even from Marty all the way to Network. And thank the gods that make movies that Kirk Douglas had the balls to take Dalton off of the blacklist to make the film that he made, which was called Spartacus.
With Stanley Kubrick.
With Stanley Kubrick. And Stanley Kubrick was the most original American filmmaker ever, even though, of course, that one he did about, I forget it, was the one he shot, I think, in Ireland. It looked like you were visiting a museum looking at still pictures. Do you remember the name of the movie, Carol?
No, I don't.
It's the one that he shot. It's a one-word title, shot in Ireland.
Yeah,
I think Ryan.
We did talk about it for the book, right?
Yeah, we talked about it in the book, but it has a one word title. But in reviewing that movie, I said Stanley Kubrick kept doing it until he got it wrong. That was my review of that book.
The greatest reviews I've ever read, a collection of some of the many film reviews that John Barber wrote for Los Angeles Magazine, is available Amazon.com. John Barber and Carol Honig are with us via Zoom today.
The other thing that I must tell you, Ed, is that I never ever made notes when I went to a movie.
Well, this goes back to you reviewed with your mind and you reviewed with your ass. You didn't make any notes because you would go with your immediate reaction, and that would drive whatever point or points you wanted to make when you wrote your review.
I'll tell you something simple about real life. Why some people have a great memory and some people don't. I have a fantastic memory. And the reason I have a fantastic memory is because I love to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are learning with an emotional experience, if learning has an emotional impact on you, you will remember it. And all learning had an emotional impact on me, so I never had to make a note when I saw a movie, because everything I saw had an emotional impact on me, whether it was good or bad or wonderful. I mean, when I was a kid and I saw Robert Donat and Goodbye, Mr. Chips, I bawled like a baby, and I could remember every moment of my crying. And now that I'm an adult and I rewatch it, I bawl like a baby again. I just can't help it. And I would see movies by myself. They would call me into the studio to look at a film a few weeks before I go on the air. Or they would bring me in maybe a couple of months before they go on the air. And I would watch it. And then I would go back home to my office and forget all about it. Absolutely, totally forget about it. And one of the greatest single review I ever wrote. Now, Carol knows what I'm about to talk about now.
Yeah.
Because Carol was born quite religious. What is that famous line that you have about being religious, Carol?
I said in about 1974, I came to the Lord, and several years later, I came to my senses.
Isn't that wonderful? Well, see, this is the con. So when the movie I'm about to talk about was at a time when she was coming to her senses. So she was really curious about the review. And the movie was Jesus Christ Superstar. Now, as I said, I never ever made a note, and I am someone who can only write on deadline.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I never write a review on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I will write it Monday morning or Monday afternoon, whenever the mood sits, or whenever I get so terrified that I have to sit down at the writer. Now, pay attention to what I'm saying.
Okay.
And quit looking at whatever.
This is the John Barber Show, folks.
Yeah, so the movie is Jesus Christ Superstar. Yeah. And I said to Carol, this is the only review that I want to read, but there are a couple of other things that may want to talk about, because I was the very first critic to review movies on the news, which made the way for Siskel and Ebert, mm-hmm. and all these other people. Now they're as common as weather people, mm-hmm. okay? I am the only person to have a review ruled on by the Supreme Court of the United States, okay? And that is Soylent Green, which we'll get to in a bit.
Yes.
But I said, there's only one review I want to read. Do you mind if I read it? So she said, no, she loves it. So she read it on another show, and I got jealous because I wanted to be the one to read it. So I'm going to read this quick review to you now, and then we'll get back to it. So are you ready for this?
We're ready.
Okay. In the beginning, there was the play, Jesus Christ Superstar. It was full of wonderful music and vitality, and Universal Pictures looked out over the profits it maketh and said. Now, the reason it's sounding biblical is because I couldn't think of a way to write it.
Mm-hmm.
And about 10 minutes before I went on camera, I said, I'm going to write it in biblical prose. So this is it. And so Universal looked out over the profits it maketh and said, that is good. Let there be a movie. But the movie was without a director. And as Universal looked out over Fiddler on the Roof and the prophets it maketh and said, that is good. Let Norman Jewison be the director. And so it was. But the movie was out without a writer, and Jewison said, let me be one of the writers. And so he made himself a writer, and lo, the movie was still without a writer. And the director-writer was without ideas. And lo, he looked again upon Fiddler and said, I have an idea. I will go on location to the Holy Land and do Fiddler on the Mount in the land of the prophets, P-R-O-F-I-T-S.
Mm-hmm.
It was a bad idea. And so the talented cast was assembled in the wilderness, and for 40 days and 40 nights wandered without direction. And when Jewison looked upon the daily rushes, which were without form and void of imagination, verily he said unto himself, what do I do now? And a voice from the darkness, Universal Tower, saith, how about some symbolism? And so Jewison brought forth 4 tanks, 2 jets, 1 machine, everything but a partridge in a pear tree. And the symbolism was obscure. And when Jewison looked again upon the rushes, he said, I have another idea. To keep the audience awake, let there be decibels. And verily, the beautiful music was made loud noise. Another bad idea. And when Universal publicity looked upon Jewison's finished work, they said, yay, it is good, because that's what they're paid to say. But you will verily, and lo, when the audience looks up and sees Jesus Christ Superstar, they will say, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Unquote.
So rich.
And after I did that review, Tom Snyder was sitting next to me, and he said, some of us will be right back. We went, right. So, anyway.
John Barber reading a selection from the greatest reviews I've ever read, a collection of some of the many film reviews that John wrote for Los Angeles Magazine or delivered on camera for KNBC Channel 4 in Los Angeles, that also discusses how those movies impact our lives and impact the life of John's collaborator, Carol Honig. John Barber and Carol Honig will be back next week for part two of our conversation. We hope you join us for that. In the meantime, the greatest reviews I've ever read, available Amazon.com, wherever books are sold online.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Factor. If you want to eat better this year and are looking for fast, healthy, restaurant-quality meals that are ready to eat and easy on your budget, Factor is the perfect solution. Head to factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first month's order and 20% off your next month. That's factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Ed Robertson with a reminder that the next edition of TV Confidential will premiere next week on this station at the usual time. We'll play part two of a conversation with John Barber and Carol Honig about their book, The Greatest Reviews I've Ever Read. Plus, we'll welcome trailblazing actress, author, and designer Irene Soon. In the meantime, The Greatest Reviews I've Ever Read, available Amazon.com, wherever books are sold online. Also a reminder that the real true Hollywood story of Jackie Gold is available in bookstores everywhere through Star Alley Press. You can also find it Amazon.com, Bookshop.com, DianeManoff.org. Ed Robertson, about Tony Figueroa, Donna Allen Fieldgrace, and Greg Arabar. Thank you so much for listening. Stay healthy. Stay safe. We'll talk to you next time on TV Confidential. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/tvconfidential, x.com/tvconfidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.